Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. So the election was yesterday, and today, and tomorrow, and it will go on through the end of the week. Counting. Counting the votes. But the conclusion we've arrived at, Biden will win. So America's dodged the biggest bullet it's seen in quite a while. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. But the Senate doesn't seem so likely. So we have won. And that feeling of not quite winning and not being able to control where we're headed with laws passing and dealing with filibuster and dealing with gridlock, that feels like a loss. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. We also have to deal with this lunatic contesting every state he lost in, which is also a loss for democracy. But we knew it was going to be messy between now and January 20th. And it will be. We hope there's no violence in the streets, but we know there could be. And I think we have every reason to be worried about the 40% of people who are going to be upset. The next step is unity. And the question is unity possible? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Or what does unity look like in 2020? In this version of the United Divided States? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. So you can look at dodging a bullet two ways. The first way is to say, wow, we avoided catastrophe. This is a good thing. The second way is to realize that dodging a bullet means you're still moving, you're not stable, trying to escape something, trying to get out of something, trying to come back for air, come up for air. We're still underwater for now. So how do you celebrate a victory that's a half victory while you're still underwater? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Underlying all of this is our health. Knowing the virus is back, stronger, never left, but that has renewed strength, hot spots everywhere. What do you do with that feeling of being confined and uncertain about where you can go and who you can be near. Do you adjust and make the most of it? Or do you become depressed and numb? We have reasons for optimism. That's how I see it. Always reasons for optimism. We're lucky we have what we have. We're lucky it is still a democracy. We have not dissolved into a authoritarian regime that is a pretend democracy. We still have a functioning democracy, even with mail-in ballots being necessary, and even with this pandemic, we still have a say. And when we said no, at least we said no to this man. Now those 40% of our population have to deal with a door slamming shut. They can't get what they want. How will they respond? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Keep moving forward. Next step is getting to January, getting through the end of this hell of a year. Till next time, keep breathing.
Mm-hmm.